Hey, what's up? This is Lysergic, coming to you with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. In reply to Parhesia's thread, Freud would have a party in my head. I had this dream maybe 9 months ago, and you know, stuck out of my mind. I've never had it reoccur, thank God. In it, I'm at like a I'm outside in a courtyard. And it's just a huge, massive building complex, you know? I mean, it's one building. Well, I mean, actually, they branch off into separate buildings, but it's all connected, you know? So, really, it's one building. And fences everywhere, thousands of people. There's checkpoints outside. We're walking in, there's like checkpoints. And the checkpoint's only like big enough for one person to walk through. Like it's got this huge what'd you say, like I guess casing around it. I don't know if it's just a metal detector or what, but I know they would like evaluate you, do physical tests before you go through there. Okay, I'm in that courtyard, right? And it's dark outside, it's so dark, there's no fucking moon at all. In the sky, I look up and there's two little red UFOs chasing each other. They're like solid red, I mean, you know, like an LED red, bright, just flying through the sky. Well, the one of them shoots the other one. It, you know, it looks like a laser, I don't know exactly, but I remember while this is all going on, an alarm goes off and it's like... Yeah, so we all have to go inside, and the staff there is making us go inside. And the crazy thing about the staff, they all wear white. I'm talking about white shoes, white pants, a white smock, white latex gloves, a white hairnet, and about their hair, every single one of them had blonde hair. There was not a single person that was a staff member that didn't have blonde hair. After they made us all come inside, they were channeling us down these hallways, and there was like checkpoints at the end of them before you could enter the next room. Well, upon standing in this line, I'm like, oh, it's such a long line. I go to the next line over, it's just as long, and I'm starting to ask questions. I'm like, man, what's going on? Why is this taking so long? Why did we have to come in? What, you know, what's happening? Where are we anyways? And what was in the sky? One of these staff ladies tells me just to be quiet, but I don't. I just keep yelling. Next thing I know, I'm being grabbed from behind by like two big ass dudes, and they just pick my ass up, throw me on a gurney face first. And I'm still screaming, you know. I can see out the window, and out this window I can see little red dots keep flying by every so often, and I'm like, what's going on? What's going on, you know? Well, that got me a shot. They gave me a shot, like, right in the back of the head, like, on the neck. Just blacked out in a dream. Woke back up, and, you know, it's still going on, and the alarm's going off, and they're giving everybody who isn't complying 100% shots in the back of their necks, right below, you know, like where the spine meets the head. That's where they're giving them to you. But I don't know, it's just a weird dream, and thought I would share.